18-year-old Erica Jensen, who works at Macy's Grocery Store in West Jordan, Utah. Well, the lady is a champ. She won the 2007 Utah Best Bagger Contest and will be competing in the 2008 National Grocers Association USA Best Bagger Championship on February 6th in Las Vegas. The winner of the competition will net $2,000 and be a guest on the David Letterman Show. Now, Erica's at work this morning, where we're going to call her to find out about her big win.
Hi, thank you for calling your Wish Store Macy's store, home of only the best, where you'll find great savings, great deals, and great people. Make sure you stop by, and once again, thank you for calling your Wish Store Macy's store. Please hold for your dialing options.
Great people like
pharmacy,
Erica Jensen.
Dial 3. For the
floral
department,
dial 0.
Dial 4. For the meat department, dial 5.
Please hold for the operator.
Thank you for calling your West Jordan Macy's. How may I help you?
Erica Jensen, please.
Hold on 1 second.
Maybe she's back.
This is Erica. How may I help you?
Hi, Erica. It's Allison from NPR. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Erica, congratulations on your big win.
Thank you.
So what did you have to do to impress the judges to become Utah's best bagger?
To become Utah's best bagger, I had to practice hard. At competition, we have to bag as fast as we can, keep our weights between the bags distributed evenly, and our style. How we look, how we, talk to the judges, how we present ourselves, and how we build our bag is how we are judged.
Now, did you have to do paper or plastic?
We actually do a round of each, a round of plastic and a round of paper.
Is one more difficult than the other?
I think paper's a little bit more difficult than plastic just because I'm not the tallest person, so if you're taller, paper is easier to use. And so I just think plastic's a little bit easier for me.
Now, you said it took a lot of practice to get to the point where you get to be the champ. How often did you practice, and what exactly did you practice?
I practice about 2 or 3 times a week. I practice about 5 hours. And I just practice getting myself familiar with the products that we'll be bagging, where they're at the table, what goes in each bag, just making sure I'm really focus on what I'm doing. I memorize what goes in each bag and where it's at the table, just making myself really familiar with the products that I will be bagging.
All right. Well, we went out. Our producer, our editor, Trisha McKinney, went out into the grocery store. She came back with 4 bags of groceries. Now, I'm going to give you a list. Tell me what you would do with this list. A pint of ice cream, a package of pork chops, a bag of potato chips, a loaf of bread, a bottle of window cleaner, a gallon jug of milk, a thingy of cupcakes, a bunch of bananas, and a dozen eggs.
Let's see. I would probably put the ice cream in a bag by itself because it's cold, and I wouldn't want to damage any of the other products. I don't bag the milk. I just put it straight into the cart. The pork chops or any meat products that there are, I would put them in a bag by themselves. If it's chicken, I put the chicken in a bag by itself because I don't want it to contaminate the other products. All the crushable items, I would put them in 1 or 2 bags, depending on how much there is. I'm not sure the exact sizes. And the bananas, I would put in a bag by itself because I don't want to smush the bananas or contaminate them with, the cold stuff and ruin them.
What about the window cleaner and the cupcakes?
The cupcakes would be considered a crushable. I put them in with my crushables. And the Windex, I would put in a bag by itself because it's a non-food product, and I don't want it to potentially leak and contaminate the other products, so when you eat them, you get sick from them.
And finally, a dozen eggs. Is that your worst nightmare when you see the eggs?
In competition, it is kind of my worst nightmare just because I don't want it to break, but at a regular tech stand, it is not. I would put them in with my chips and my bread and my cupcakes.
All right, well, I've got the bags here. I'm going to read off to you. I'm going to reach over. This is what the lady did. She put, potato chips by themselves. Is that right?
That's fine.
Okay, we've got she's got the bananas at the bottom of one bag with the pork chops wrapped separately and the window cleaner wrapped separately in with the bananas. Your thoughts?
Oh, that's bad.
Ooh, that's bad. Okay. Let's see. We also have doubly bagged here. Eggs on the bottom, cupcakes on top of them, loaf of bread on top of that.
That's fine.
Okay, we can work with that. Hold on 1 second. One more bag. Gallon of milk by itself in 2 plastic bags.
that works if they want the bag, if they want their milk bag, that works just fine.
Good to know. Okay, so the only mistake was putting the meat, the window cleaner, and the bananas together, and after you describe that, I'm with you.
All right.
Erica, what are you doing to prepare for the big championship in Vegas in February?
I'm practicing with my trainers. I have about two or three trainers right now.
Wait, stop for 1 second. You have trainers? You have a trainer for this?
I do. I have three trainers for this.
What do they do? Do they make you run through tires and do push-ups? What's going on?
They don't make me run through tires or anything. Make sure I'm ready. They help me get the products. You know, we go shopping. We got products. To bag them. They help me get them placed on the table. They're just there. They get yelling because at competition there's loud music and everybody's yelling at you. So they're there to yell at you. Make sure you're bagging the stuff correctly. They're just kind of there as an extra support for you to make sure that if you have any questions that you're not sure about, they're there to answer them for you. They're just there as an extra support for you.
Well, Erica, we wish you a tremendous amount of luck. And if you win and you end up in New York on the Letterman Show, do you promise to come by our studios?
I promise.
All right. Erica Jensen, 2007 Utah Best Bagger Champ. Thanks, Erica.
You're welcome. Thank you.